Hey Tacoma, what's up? John Doherty here for Radio Tacoma's Climate Talk, the place where we talk about everything climate, always respectfully, and sometimes even optimistically. Today I'm going to be interviewing a very special guest. I am confident in saying that this is an exclusive interview, so hang loose, stay tuned for that. We're going to be talking about climate change and death today. So there's a publication called The Lancet. It's a British publication. It's second in the world in circulation regarding science on medicine. It's second in the world only to the New England Journal of Medicine in terms of readership. It's a peer-reviewed journal. It's a science-based journal. It's a fact-based journal. And so it's a place where we can pay attention and have a degree of confidence in what they say. Certainly more confidence than what some guy in his basement with a laptop in New Jersey and an internet connection has to say. Anyway, The Lancet released a study July of 2021 that over 5 million deaths a year are linked to climate change. So that's what we're talking about today. There was a report recently released about banking and climate change. The report's called Banking on Climate Change Chaos, and it's supported by organizations such as the Sierra Club and the Rain Tree Alliance. They've done a lot of research on what banks have been investing in over the last number of years. And the recent study covered 60 of the world's largest banks around the world. And those banks have pumped $3.8 trillion into the fossil fuel industry. And the report also concludes that fossil fuel financing was higher in 2020 than in 2016. 2016, of course, the time of the Paris Accords and a lot of the banks, yada, 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 yeah, were on board for a clean future and so on and forth, so forth. But they continue massive investments in fossil fuels. U.S. banks, as you might imagine, are up to their necks in this, at least some of them. The biggest by far is the Chase Bank, the J.P. Morgan Chase Bank. They are the number one banker in fossil fuel industry. They've been that way for 5 years in a row. And they're not just a little bit in the lead. They're 36% higher than the next highest lender. So Chase is making huge bucks off of polluting the environment via the fossil fuel industry. They've loaned over $250 billion in just the last 4 years to the fossil fuel industry. So I'll just say as an aside, people who are concerned about the future of the planet probably should not be doing business with Chase. Of course, Chase is a for-profit organization, and man, do they make the profits. They have huge financial resources, and they're putting their money in places where they think that it's going to provide the best return. It's up to us to publicize that, publicize their poor citizenship. They're putting profits ahead of people all over the world. So I'm getting towards my interview today. I happened to be down on the corner of 11th and Commerce earlier today, and there were some folks there that were bringing attention to the fossil fuel investments that Chase does minute by minute, year by year. And one of the people I encountered down there, and just parenthetically, maybe people's not the right word for it, is actually the Grim Reaper. So let's listen in on my conversation with the Grim Reaper. Very happy to have him with us today. So greetings, sir. I appreciate you taking the time to talk with us today. And just for starters, how should I call you?
Well, of course, you can call me anything you want. I'm not choosy. You can call me Reaper. That works. If I had friends, they might call me GR. I don't have any friends, so that one's still out there someplace.
Okay, cool. Well, I will just call you the Reaper. So I am having a little bit of difficulty in understanding you. Is English your first language?
Well, clearly you don't have the big picture on what's going on here. There are 38,000 languages around the world, and I speak every one of them. I don't have to say a lot. People get it when I show up. I'll do the best I can to be understandable to your listeners here.
So how would you describe yourself? Are you a supernatural being? Just what would you call yourself?
Well, it's a little hard for me to explain something that human beings have no conception of. You can call me a shade for a lack of a better term.
Sorry, I'm not really familiar with that term.
Well, I'm not going to take the time to explain it right now. If your listeners want to know, they can just Google it. And speaking of Google, hey, what a great outfit. You know, I thrive on chaos and confrontation and disagreements of all kinds, most of which have the potential for leading to deaths. And that's where I come in, of course. And I don't want to unfairly just pick out Google. Hey, all of your social media, Facebook, the TikToks, all of them doing a lot to forward my project of getting people to the other side, if you follow my drift.
Okay, well, interesting. So anyway, let's talk about the Chase Bank. It seems like you have a particular interest in Chase Bank. Is there something about Chase Bank you don't like?
Well, I'm not kind of inclined to laugh, but I'm tempted right now. So, not like Chase? Of course I love Chase. Chase invests billions of dollars into fossil fuels. Fossil fuels create climate change. Climate change brings death and chaos around the world, and it's just getting more pronounced. So those folks at Chase are my buddies in getting folks to the other side, once again, if you follow my drift.
Well, interesting. So you're turning things on their head a little bit for me. Normally we think about climate change as being something bad, but I'm picking up from you that it's right down your alley, that it works for you, and you appreciate the support that the banking industry provides to you in your work. So one of the things I'm wondering about is, I mean, it's a big world, people are dying all the time. How do you get around to all those folks?
Well, just think about Santa Claus for a second. Santa gets all over the world. All those languages, all those countries, all those gifts to deliver, and he does it just fine, and nobody bothers about that. So don't bother about how I get around the world, okay?
So I'm wondering if you have some ability to look into the future. If you do, what do you see in terms of the future of the climate?
Well, I'm not much better at looking into the future than the next guy, but I will say things are looking good. Climate continues to change. We're having more and more chaotic weather. Deaths from climate change are on the rise. It looks like governments aren't really interested in taking on the challenges of doing what they would have to do to stop climate change. So I'm just saying, from my perspective, and by the way, that's the only perspective I care about, things are looking good. Lots of chaos and death in the future. And another shout out to Chase for being right there with the bucks to help make it happen. Thank you, Chase.
So does it ever bother you or concern you that people just don't like you, that they try and avoid you as much as they can?
Not part of my problem. I'm just here to do my work. Whether people like me or not has got nothing to do with it. I'm patient and I'm always here looking over everybody's shoulder.
Well, thanks so much, Reaper, for taking the time to talk with us today. I think I've got a handle on your perspective there. Not my perspective, but, you know, it's a big world and you're certainly a part of it. So thanks for talking to us. Do you have anything to say just to wrap up here?
Well, just another shout out to Chase, and let's don't forget those other banks out there that are investing their money, their customers' money, their money into the fossil fuel industry. So go Chase. And I'll just finish up by reminding everybody, doesn't matter if you're a king or a lowly street sweeper, sooner or later, you'll dance with the Reaper.
Well, there you go. I told you he was an interesting guy going in, and he certainly lived up to his reputation. You can actually catch up with the Grim Reaper on Twitter. Go to @GrimReaperGroup, and you can keep up to date on what's going on with the Grim Reaper. You can also email me at John, J-O-H-N, at ccltacoma.org anytime. Tell me what you think. Got some ideas for a show. Disagree with me. Whatever. I read every email. And CCL, that's Citizens Climate Lobby. I'm active with Citizens Climate Lobby. It's a good outfit. Check it out. You might find something for you there. Certainly a good bunch of people. And also a reminder that all climate talks are archived at KTAH. Just do a internet search for KTAH. You can find them under programming. Also a link at ccltacoma.org to Climate Talk shows. So that's it for today. Thanks for listening, as always, reminding you to live like the mountain is out. Take care now.